This is the Wednesday, January 8th, 2019 session of the Portland City Council. We're in session. Carla, please call the roll.
Fritz.
Here.
Fish. Hardesty.
Here.
Udalee.
Here.
Wheeler.
Here. So before we begin, this is our first meeting, our first regularly scheduled Wednesday meeting of the Portland City Council without our colleague Commissioner Fish. I'd like to start off by asking us to observe a moment of silence, and then we're going to do a few other things. But could we please start with a moment of silence to reflect on the life of Commissioner Nick Fish? Thank you. Today is the day that we reassign the responsibility of the council presidency. And today would ordinarily be the day that we would assign the council presidency to Commissioner Nick Fish, because he was next in the rotation. Before designating Commissioner Hardesty to be the council president, I'd like to nominate Commissioner Fish as the council president one last time.
Retroactive to January 1st of 2020, second.
We have a motion and we have a second. You'll notice that while Commissioner Fish isn't here today, we are going to place the council presidency badge at his desk in a moment. This is just one way that we can express our deep appreciation and gratitude for Commissioner Fish. There will be other opportunities. There will be other celebrations of life, and as the family publicizes those events, we'll make sure that everybody is aware of it, both the City Hall family as well as the public at large. So we have a motion, we have a second. Carla, please call the roll.
Fritz.
So as a middle child myself, I knew that Commissioner Fish would not like to be skipped when it was his turn. And so I suggested this to the mayor yesterday, that we honor him by making him council president. I served with Nick for 11 years and knew him for almost 12 really well, because he was running for the special election when I was running in 2008. And it's still hard to put into words what a great loss it is to the city and to his family, to his staff, to me personally, and to everybody who knew him. And so I would encourage everybody to read his statement issued in December of last year, because he had so many accomplishments, it's hard to even begin to start of which ones to pick out. I do honor his staff, who have been doing an amazing job. You know, Nick was really sick for 2 years, and most of the time you wouldn't know it, that he was in council a lot. I think if you looked at the record for last year, he was one of the most present. He was there when we referred the Water Bureau's ballot measures to the ballot in June. He was the third vote for approving the contract to do the filtration plant. Every bureau you ever have, you become really attached to it, and you are always looking after it. And so Nick was certainly a good partner, being in charge of environmental services. He did an amazing task in restoring public trust in the utilities during Mayor Hales' administration. I know we're all feeling for Patricia and Maria and Chapin. And that was another thing that Nick did really well, was he managed to balance home life and work life. And I thank Maria and Chapin and Patricia for letting us have so much of Nick. People don't realize that when you're on the council, you're just on all the time. You go to the grocery store at 10 to 11 at night trying to get your family a jug of milk, and somebody's right there telling you, could you please do something about homelessness? Thank you for bringing that to my attention. And Nick not only did that, but he went out of his way to meet with people and make sure that they knew that he was listening. And so aided by amazing staff in his office. So I'm very honored to move the plaque for President of the Council to Commissioner Nick Fish. Aye.
Hardesty?
I've served with Nick Fish on the council the least amount of time, but I have known and fought with and laughed with Nick Fish for many years. I don't know how many people remember that Nick really, 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 really wanted to serve the city of Portland on the city council to the point where he ran three times before he actually was elected. To me, that's tenacity. Most people, they get bruised in an election and they're like, I'm never doing that again. So not only did he persevere, but he became an incredible statesman. I battled in this chamber with him over the years, as I battle with everybody that has served in this chamber at one time or another, but always with respect, always with humor, always with compassion. I'm going to miss Nick. I will say that when I was running for this seat, Nick was running for re-election, and there were many, many days that he was sitting next to me, and I would go, you need to go home. Why are you here? Sometimes he sent surrogates, but most of the time he showed up. And I told him, I said, people will forgive you for not being here. But it was important for him, wanting to be reelected, that he showed up in the public forums. And so I have a lot of respect, again, for the tenacity of Nick Fish. I will miss him, and I vote aye.
You, Daly?
I think I'm the crier on the council. I'm the crier.
Oh, the crier. I was crying just to couldn't tell.
So I'm really unprepared to say all the things that I have to say about Commissioner Fish. Which is fitting, because I was also really unprepared for his passage. I spent winter break in the hospital with my son, sick myself, so I couldn't get a final. A final visit in with Nick. I was still hoping against hope that he would be coming back to us, or that he would finally take the break that we all encouraged him to take to focus on himself. He carried himself with such strength and dignity through this illness that I don't think even people quite close to him realized how dire his condition was. I had written a tribute to Nick on Thursday in the lobby of the hospital. It just flowed out of me and onto the page, and as I was putting the finishing touches on it, I lost the file. I was frustrated and exhausted, and I couldn't conjure it back up. And a few hours later, I learned of his death. I've really been unable to put words to my thoughts and feelings since then, so I'm gonna tell one of my favorite Nick stories and save the rest for later. Oh, gosh, you guys, I'm sorry. I just cannot get this fog out of my throat. I walked into these chambers to take my seat for the first time 3 years ago, almost to the day. I had no idea what to expect as a political outsider and newcomer. Three of my four colleagues had endorsed my opponent. No offense, anybody, it's just the reality. And there's very little onboarding for new commissioners, as I keep complaining about to Tom Reinhart. I want that to change. Nick was the first to greet me. He said, "Welcome and congratulations, Commissioner Udaly. You're the president of the council." With a big smile. I thought he was hazing me, but it was in fact true. By some odd council rule, the newcomer to the council was became president on the first day and was to serve in the mayor's stead in his absence. That moment marked the beginning of a warm, friendly, and really supportive relationship, which never wavered through all the ups and downs of our time on council together. I think a lot about the impact of the work we do now on future generations, about how decades from now, when we are largely forgotten, our invisible fingerprints will still be left all over the city. Commissioner Fish made some of his finest marks in affordable housing, environmental services, parks, and the cleanup and restoration of our waterways. But my personal debt of gratitude to Nick is that he welcomed me in. And insisted I take my place. Not as an outsider. But as an integral part of something much bigger and more important than ourselves or our differences. It was an honor to serve on this council with him. He brought such valuable knowledge and history, equanimity, humor, civility, and an endless willingness to find the reasonable and amicable compromise as our unofficial mediator and middle child of the council. My love and gratitude and sympathy to his go out to his family, friends, and staff. He will be missed dearly. Bye.
Wheeler?
I really appreciate the words of my colleagues. And they speak for me as well. It was an honor to have known Nick Fish and to have served with him. Before I served with him, he was also a friend. And I still remember the first time I met him. It was purely coincidence. And life was different back then for both of us. The very first evening that we went out together, he introduced me to some people who are still some of my best and closest allies. And he never stopped from that very first time that I met him. We continued to enjoy that kind of relationship. He was a great connector. He was loved by many, many people in this community. And I came to appreciate very quickly that he was a highly intelligent, very thoughtful individual. And he also had a great sense of humor, and I don't want to lose sight of that. That was one of the things I really loved about him, was he had an understated but really thoughtful and intelligent sense of humor. And I'll miss that about him. I want to note that he was a politician's politician, and I mean that in a positive sense. I know the word politician has become sort of a dirty word. It's become something of a jab. But Nick really embraced the good things in what a politician should be. He did the hard work. He would be in the community. He would go to the rubber chicken dinners. He would meet with constituents, whether they were supportive of what he was doing or whether they were angry with him. And he embraced it all. He didn't do it because he had to. He did it because he loved doing it. It was in his DNA. And I often wondered over the years why Nick chose to be here. Because I'm going to tell you something. Nick could have done anything. He could have gone anywhere in elective office. He would have been right up there with the giants of the United States Senate. He could have followed in his forebearer's footsteps and been a fantastic Secretary of State. He was a statesman. He understood the importance of compromise in a time when people are bitterly divided. And the word compromise, unfortunately, has become something negative, but Nick made it something good. He understood that in order to make things work, in order to get what you need done, you have to compromise. You have to listen to other perspectives. You have to work with people who have different ideas. And that means you give something up in order to get something in exchange. And he was a master of the game. He was a master. And he could have been anything, but he chose to spend his life here. He chose to put the best that he had behind being a Portland City Commissioner. He did not aspire for higher office. He was not trying to seek a different career. He gave the best years of his life in that seat over there. And he did it because he loved it. And he loved the city. And he loved you. And it was genuine. And I was just proud to know him. You know, there's something I'm going to do to personally honor Nick. I was trying to think, what can I do? How do I reflect the good work that he has done? I've told my staff that one of the things I really liked about Nick was reliably every day coming into work, I would pass Cafe Umbria. And Nick would be there early in the morning meeting with a constituent every day. And sometimes I recognized the people he was with, sometimes I didn't, sometimes they were laughing, sometimes it looked like they were yelling. But he was out there and he was meeting people one-on-one. Nick, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that as a way that I can help take what I think was the best of what you offered here in this chamber and make it part of the way I do business going forward. That's what I'm going to do for you, Nick, to honor you. I want to also acknowledge the real pain, the real hurt, and the real healing that the Fish family is going to be going through. Patricia and Chapin and Maria. I don't think Patty would mind if I told you that she came into my office the other day and we sat, we had the chance to visit. And the first thing she did was extend her condolences to me. If that doesn't say something about the character of that family. The City Hall team is really hurting. Nick's entire staff, most of them are here in the room today. Sonia Szymanski is chief of staff. She's been working for quite some time with our staff to help make sure that this transition is a smooth one and a thoughtful one. And others from around the City Hall orbit are here in this chamber today because they wanted to come and they wanted to remember and recognize and reflect on and celebrate the life of Nick Fish. And I want to acknowledge all of you as well. Carla, you worked in this chamber for many years alongside Commissioner Fish, and I know you're hurting. And I want you to know we support you. So we're sad today, but I also want people to know that as the weeks and the months and the years roll on, we're going to look back on Nick Fish and his life, and we're going to smile a lot, and we're going to laugh a lot, and we're going to say we were all better, and this community was better for having had Nick Fish in it. We're fortunate to have known him. I vote aye.
Now I have two other motions.
Commissioner Fritz.
I move that Commissioner Hardesty be president of the council moving forward.
Second.
We have a motion and we have a second to appoint Commissioner Hardesty president of the council. Carla, please call the roll.
Fritz.
Aye.
Hardesty.
Aye.
Hugh Daly.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The motion passes.
And then one last thing. As Commissioner Daly mentioned, we've had a tradition that we just go down the rotation. I'm Commissioner seat number one. Nick was two, Commissioner Hardesty is three, and Commissioner Daly is four. And it just happened that when Commissioner Daly took office, the very first day she was president of the council, she did a magnificent job, let's be very clear. And the president of the council takes over for the mayor when the mayor is out of the country or if something happens. The president of the council is on the disaster policy council in the event of a major natural disaster or other attack or whatever, would be right there at the command center. So it would be better if a new council member had had some time on the council to learn how things work in the city before being thrust into that role. So I'm, and so with the rotation, Commissioner Udaly will be the president of the council starting in July of this year, and that would mean that Commissioner seat number one would be president of the council starting in January if we continue to do it that way. So, without knowing who my successor is going to be, I move that starting in January of 2021, the rotations start with the most senior member of the council and go down the row, so that every 2 years, the most senior member of the council would be in charge on January 1st, and that would mean that the least senior would have at least a year before they would be president of the council. So that's why I'm making that motion.
Second.
We have a motion and we have a second. Any further discussion on the motion? Please call the roll.
Fritz. That's the longest speech I've ever made about being president of the council. Thank you, colleagues. Aye.
Hardesty.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Makes a lot of sense. I vote aye. The motion carries.
Do you have anything else? No.
Okay. Very good. So we'll move to the first item. First item is communications. Could read. Oh, I'm sorry, Robert. I forgot the rules of order and decorum. Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Mayor. Welcome to the Portland City Council. The City Council represents all Portlanders and meets to do the city's business. The presiding officer preserves order and decorum during City Council meetings so everyone can feel welcome, comfortable, respected, and safe. To participate in council meetings, you may sign up in advance with the council clerk's office for communications to briefly speak about any subject. You may also sign up for public testimony on resolutions or the first readings of ordinances. Your testimony should address the matter being considered at the time. If it does not, you may be ruled out of order. When testifying, please state your name for the record. Your address is not necessary. Please disclose if you are a lobbyist. If you are representing an organization, please identify it. The presiding officer determines the length of testimony. Individuals generally have 3 minutes to testify unless otherwise stated. When you have 30 seconds left, a yellow light goes on. When your time is done, a red light goes on. If you are in the audience and would like to show your support for something that is said, please feel free to do a thumbs up. If you want to express that you do not support something, please feel free to do a thumbs down. Please remain seated in council chambers unless entering or exiting. If you are filming the proceedings, please do not use bright lights or disrupt the meeting. Disruptive conduct, such as shouting or interrupting testimony or council deliberations, will not be allowed. If there are disruptions, a warning will be given that further disruption may result in the person being ejected for the remainder of the meeting. After being ejected, a person who fails to leave the meeting is subject to arrest for trespass. Thank you for helping your fellow Portlanders feel welcome, comfortable, respected, and safe.
Thank you, Robert. First up is communications. Carla, could you please read the first individual's name?
Item number one, a request of Marianne Schwab to address council regarding parks and recreation plans for a parks district based on the children's levy.
Good morning, Marianne. Thank you for being here.
Notes.
Good morning.
3 minutes.
You always have good notes.
Good morning, Mayor Wheeler, Commissioner Udaly, Fritz, and Hardesty. For the record, my name is Marianne Schwab. I've lived in the Sunnyside neighborhood since 1971. For many years, the City of Portland promised the Southeast residents that a park and recreation facilities would be made available to them at the old Washington High School site. Mr. Mayor, you may not recall us bringing this issue to you during your first meeting in your first term. To date, all we have is that promise, and we are concerned that the threats of Prosper Portland investors may dash even that promise. I would ask the City Council to pass a resolution stating their intent to retain the Portland Parks and Recreation 4.5 acres open field located at Southeast Stark and 12th Avenue for recreational use in the future and not sell it or develop it for non-public uses purposes. Roughly 6 years ago, standing outside council chambers, Commissioner Nick Fish told me there was nothing he could do to fund the Inner Southeast Recreation Center until the Fix Our Parks bond expired 2020. At the time of his passing, he was leading discussions on how to provide stable funding for parks deferred maintenance and resources to close the service gaps, providing new parks in neighborhoods where needed. As the RIP density in the city increases, so does the need for open space and recreation facilities. Children have to have a place to play, to learn to swim, just to be children. Parents need a safe place to take their children and recreate with them. Let's retain the promise and possibilities by expressing the intent to save the old Washington High School 4.5 open acres for future generation in a resolution. I'm told today's city budget is $4 billion. The $100 million proposed intersonic construction would cost what, 5%, 0.5%, or 1%? The figures are beyond my comprehension. I'm reminded that when attending the mayor's annual budget review some time ago, Martha Pellegrino, the Office of Government Relations, stated her budget was like the flea on an elephant's tail, much like my $100 million to construct that site. Here is to peace and prosperity for all Portlanders in 2020. Respectfully, your constituent, your rebel rouser, and I will return to every budget hearing to make sure that PDC, Prosper Portland, still retains the $985,000 unspent of the $5.4 million we paid for the 4.5 acres, the most beautiful dog park in the city. Thank you.
Thank you, Marianne. Could I get a copy of your testimony?
You'll get them. I wanted your full attention and not flicker through all the attachments with it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'd love that.
My next stop, City Archives. Excellent. I want this on a web where anyone in the city can track what's happened, because I'm at a jumping off point. I don't want to come down here and be assaulted ever again. Thank you.
Thank you, Marianne. We appreciate your being here. Carl?